The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Saturday, the third week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Antietam Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The psalm used in today's Mass is number 51, one of the most widely cited of that book of Scripture. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. I have to wonder whether or not this psalm was on the mind of the tax collector who was praying in the temple, in the example that Jesus gives in the Gospel from Luke chapter 18. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Even though St. Luke describes this as a parable, it's easy to see this account as having been rooted in Jesus' own experiences on his visits to the temple in Jerusalem. Throughout his life, Jesus made pilgrimages to the temple. The scriptures tell us that it was a custom of the Holy Family to visit Jerusalem for the Passover, and we can assume that they did this every year. Perhaps they also went there for other major feast days. And during his public ministry, Jesus also visits the temple, sometimes openly, sometimes anonymously. And during those moments, he would have observed many people praying. Perhaps he overheard a Pharisee praying like the one in the parable. Perhaps he witnessed many humble and sincere prayers, like that of the publican, of the tax collector. Jesus uses this example to teach us about the importance of sincerity and humility. Ultimately, humility is the truth. We cannot hide from God. He knows our hearts. Insincere prayer does not fool God. It only damages the one who offers it, because insincerity can reinforce false illusions that one has of oneself. If we want our prayer to be justifying, that is, a path that opens us to God's grace, sincerity is essential. Lord, may we always pray with a full awareness that you are the only source of our righteousness, the only path to interior peace. God bless you.